Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Boo! I hope we scared you. Good evening, and welcome to the show. Yes, we are the Conspiracy Underground and the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the lunatic fringe, the left lip ghost. Ooh. And with me, as always, is the radical one, the right lip, the dangerous one himself, Ryan Dean. How are you on this spooky episode?
Good. I was thinking about doing like a hardcore, like, scream like when you announce my name, but I didn't have the juice to do that.
Ah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, we're trying something new, so that's with all the I don't know what you call those, puns or what those are, references maybe. But yeah, dude,
off the top of my head, talk shit talk. Yeah.
No, I mean, it should be a nice, fun little change up. We're not going to, you know, move the show to this or anything, but You want to tell them what we're getting into?
We're going to get into some paranormal stuff. I know you've gotten a lot of things sent to you that you want to share. I found some good stuff, and paranormal, cryptid, they all kind of blend together, and it's all right up my alley. I mean, I don't do too many episodes on my main show, even though I would like to. I just, for some reason, stop myself because I think there's that genre or that niche is already covered in a lot of aspects. So I tend to stay away from it until, you know, October. Then I usually do like a haunted theme for that whole entire month. But man, I'm always down to talk cryptids, ghosts, paranormal encounters, just weird, bizarre shit, you know?
Weird, bizarre shit. And to be clear, I don't know if I said I got a lot of stuff sent to me. I had a few things sent to me, and then I also kind of came across a lot of shit on my own, like, leading up to this. That's why I thought it would be kind of fun. And then I know that it's something that you like as well. So I figured, you know, let's just lean into it. Have you ever, like, anything that you haven't talked about too much on your show? You ever been like in any kind of weird paranormal situations where you feel like some weird shit's going down?
I've had a few paranormal incidences in my life. So kind of, I don't know, seen some entities, had some weird shit go down, had an attachment through a Ouija board, saw a possible skinwalker, you know, it's all bizarre shit. And it's funny because, like, I would, like, tell my daughter and my stepson and, you know, my wife and what have you, the stories in somewhat of a nutshell. And it wasn't until, I think, early on in me starting a podcast, I was on Davey Wavy's show. So shout out to the Red Pill Cartel. He wanted to hear about my paranormal activities. And ended up talking for almost 2 hours on just the shit that I've seen happen to me, you know, and it's crazy. And I haven't had anything in a while. I still see shadow movement out of the corner of my eyes now and again. Talking with my brother, he kind of thinks that might be a a remnant leftover of the Skinwalker sighting, because I've had it since I was a kid. You think you see someone moving. I've been sitting here recording before with the door open and completely almost jumped out of my chair because it looked like somebody just ran by my down my hallway and by my door, and they looked like they were real, and it was just me and the dogs here. So
yeah, that's interesting. So you got to tell me about the Skinwalker situation, because maybe people haven't heard it. I mean, I for one, I think Skinwalkers are really interesting, man.
Yeah,
like it's one of the cooler ones out of all these things. And you know, before you tell that story, dude, I just want to like put it out there that, you know, a lot of the paranormal things, of course they can be fake, right? And a lot of them probably are, especially shit that we find on Instagram, right? But that, like, that's not the point of this shit, I don't think, always, right? There's clearly some real, there's real shit that goes on, mm-hmm. and it has serious effects on people. But most of that stuff's not caught on camera. You know what I mean? Most of that stuff is going to be when, I don't know if you've ever caught anything paranormal on camera, and that might have been a better question to lead with. But, like, weird shit's happened to me here and there, but I never had a camera on me. And, you know, we're not old by any means, but we weren't, a good portion of our life, we've gone around without phones to record, right? So nowadays, maybe there's going to be more and more of these footage, you know, weird footage popping up online, and some of it's going to be real. A lot of it's going to be fake, though. So, you know, when we go through this, we might laugh at a couple of these clips, you know what I mean? But the whole point is, like, fun. That's what one thing about the paranormal community is, like, they're good at having fun. The geopolitical side of this stuff, a lot of these guys, like, especially now, it's all nihilism. You know, no one is, like, you know, if you don't see it the exact same way that everyone else does in this group, you know, they start talking shit about it or whatever, right? And I think that the paranormal world is really good about just having fun, keeping things fun, leaning into it. How crazy would it be if you were, like, put yourself in this position where you saw this or whatever, right? So that's you know, a lot of these things, of course they might be fake, but they could be real. And the point is, look at these as if they were real. Just have some fun. Take the stick out of your ass and have some fun. But yeah, dude, tell me about this Skinwalker thing.
But Ryan,
this is a...
I like the stick in me ass.
Some people like sticks in their ass. Yes. I'll give it to you.
Well, do sure we want to get into our weekend a little bit before we jump right into some of these stories? I mean, you had a UFC weekend. Well,
this is part of your story, I would say, right? I
mean, true. Yeah.
We can definitely get into the weekend. But I'm excited to hear about the Skinwalker thing, man. You got me fucking... got me chomping at the bit here.
So it wasn't until I had my cousin on the show, I completely forgot about this incident because, it scared the shit out of both of us. And
you think he blocked it out of your memory a little bit?
I think I did.
Intentionally or what?
I'm pretty sure I did. Like, I didn't want to remember it. And I think I was like right around 15 or 16. I want to say 16 because I went out. I was visiting my dad and my grandparents, and I went down to see my aunt and uncle where my cousin was staying in Wyoming. And at the time, they were working a 1,000-acre ranch, okay? And they had, you know, horses, cows, you know, whatever, you know, not like Yellowstone type of shit, but, you know, they were farming grains and, you know, hay, alfalfa, shit like that. Well, we're kids, right? We spent the days floating down the irrigation ditches, you know, fighting off ants. And, you know, at night, you know, we're kids. We wanted to camp out in one of the pastures, you know, down by the one creek, which they called a river. I called a creek. Different lingo out there because, you know, rivers to me are wider. But long story short, we set up this tent and we had our little fire going, right? We're, I don't know, a few hundred yards from the house. And we're down there, and we're putting the fire out. We're like, all right, let's crawl in the tent. You know, we'll go to bed. Well, we kind of were dozing off, or we had fell asleep, and we woke up to what we heard, what we thought was like a stampede, like a whole bunch of horses running by, which is weird because a little pasture that we were in wasn't super huge. Like, it was fenced off on all three corners. I'd say four, with one being the creek or the river. They didn't cross it for whatever reason. The barbed wire fence was on the other side of it. So, I mean, when I say not very big, I'm thinking, God, maybe like 100 yards by 100 yards. You know, maybe it was a little bit bigger, not much. And we're like, what the heck? So we unzip the front of the tent, and we see what we think are horses, but all of a sudden, there is a glowing fucking horse running by. And we're like, what the you know, what the fuck was that? I don't know. Probably did say what the fuck.
Rick.
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck, you know? So it freaked us the hell out. Like, I mean, this thing was like glowing, like it, like almost like ghostly glowing. And we're like, nah, screw this. We hopped on the four wheeler and they had ranch house or ranch hand houses, like bunk houses, that the hired hands would stay in. So we hightailed it up there, went in, turned on all the lights, and we were like, what the heck? You know, I was like, Doug, what'd you see? I was like, dude, that was weird. You know, did we really see it? And he's like, dude, I saw the same thing you did. And we're like, okay. So we kind of calm down. He gets in one bed, I get in another bed, and we're kind of laying there. And that's when I looked over and I said to him, I said, do you see that? And he goes, see what? I said, look behind you in the doorway. And in the doorway was what I originally chalked up to as like a hat man or something like that, because he was standing there, real dark figure, but he had like a black, like old school cowboy hat on and a long, like leather duster, like, you know, like the old school cowboy all the way down to the ground. He's just kind of standing there and you could just kind of see his eyes and he's looking at us. And then that freaked us the hell out. And we're like, ah, fuck, you know, and we both roll over. We're like closing our eyes, and eventually we must have passed out and we woke up in the morning. Well, fast forward to, I think, last Christmas, New Year's, I was telling my brother this story. And he goes, you know what you ran into, right? And I said, no, what? And he goes, you survived it. You had a skinwalker encounter. And I said, but I thought people that had skinwalker encounters normally don't live. He goes, well, sometimes they do, and you'll always be watched. He goes, do you see movement out of the corners of your eyes? Like shadow people, like someone walking by, and then you look and nobody's there. I'm like, I've seen that since I was a kid. He goes, how early as a kid? And, you know, we're starting to shoot the shit and think about it, and I'm like, since that time. And so there's my possible skinwalker encounter. I know, you know, when I say, oh yeah, I might have walked into a skinwalker, it wasn't as horrible as, you know, some of the skinwalker tales that you do hear, but it's not far from Utah. We're in, you know, Wyoming. You know, Native American history is really rich out there, and looking back on it and where my family and my lineage on my father's side really kicks in is every one of my aunt and uncles and my dad, and I want to say both my grandparents, because the house that they lived in had an entity in it as well. They'd come home, there'd be like a light on. My granddad would walk in first. We'd come in after. Sometimes you'd walk up on the porch. One of the rocking chairs in the house was just rocking on its own, just doing its thing. But the lineage... we have, all of us have some kind of ability to sense the dead or the paranormal in some ways. Like my cousin's mom, when I was out there that summer, she's the one that I have said many a times, I watched her play with a Ouija board. That motherfucker was moving and she wasn't even touching it. And when people are like, I don't believe in Ouija boards, I'm like, I seen it with my own fucking eyes. Like, and now she doesn't mess with it anymore. Long story short, had a bad, you know, what she thought was a good spirit really wasn't. So I don't know. It's crazy stuff.
I mean, dude, I've messed with one before, a Ouija board, and I was by myself, and it was like a weird time in my life where I think like me and the girlfriend that I was living with at the time, she was living with me, honestly. And, you know, she ended up moving out, and it was just a weird time. So I was like fucking around with this stuff. And yeah, man, I had like a really rough like 2 years after that, like pretty bad 2 years. And I don't know if these things like automatically just stop following you if they ever do follow you in the first place or whatever. But yeah, it's interesting, man. I actually have a few Skinwalker clips that we can play. And again, Are they skinwalkers? Who the fuck knows? Just the point is like just talking about it and having a good time. But yeah, man, let's get into some of this weekend stuff. I like breaking it up a little bit like that. That was a really good story.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And by the way, you don't need to lie, dude. You and your cousin got in the same bed together.
Okay? Well, yeah.
I mean, first of all,
it was cold.
And then, to me, it's interesting that you just like would roll back over and go to sleep. Like, was that house locked when you went in there? Because what if some dude was actually just in there?
Well, where this ranch set, I mean, the closest actual main road was a few miles away. Like, you had to go down a long dirt road. You know what I mean? Like, you'd know if somebody was there.
But that's the way that people think, though, when they get, like, froggers in their house. You know, people that fucking just live there, like squatters and shit, you know?
I mean, this was the early to mid-90s, so times were a little different, but we're talking Wyoming. I mean, my aunt and uncle, they knew who was coming on and off the property, you know, if that makes any sense. Not that they had cameras, but there was always, you know, a close eye. And no, the bunkhouse wasn't locked. To my knowledge, they were always unlocked because we'd go in there throughout the day. And like I said, it was in the middle of kind of nowhere. And
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That was a real fucking person, man.
I don't know. We didn't see any signs of real people, and I'm pretty sure all the dogs would have alerted if that.
Well, how old were you again?
We're about 16. He's 2 years younger than me, so I think he was like 14, maybe.
That's interesting. Because, yeah, that's a little bit past the age of where, like, you know, you typically hear about kids having paranormal experiences when they're real young, right?
Right.
So, but anyway, yeah, very interesting story, pretty terrifying. But, yeah, I mean, as far as, like, this weekend, dude, didn't get in a whole lot. Actually, you know, a really interesting thing that happened on Saturday, the UFC event was fun. UFC Mexico had a Mexican feast. But before that, we woke up in the morning, and Ryan Alexander from, I believe it's called Note Us. He spells it like not us, but Note Us is the name of his show, if I'm not mistaken. Good guy, always on Monday Night Master Debaters with Matt, and then you know, I'm always on that show with him as well. And we did an episode, and he and his couple of buddies talked about like the good, the bad, and the ugly of combat sports, right? Mm-hmm. So like the positives, the negatives, and then, you know, the ugly as well. And one of the dudes on there was a fighter, not like UFC level or anything, but a you know, BJJ dude. And then another guy that he's been friends with for a while, and then myself, right? So we're on there, and man, at the end, you know, Ryan shared this really interesting information about Muhammad Ali and why he got Parkinson's. Everyone would say that he just got hit in the head too many times, but this guy had this very enthralling and convincing video that it was his posture throughout his life. And the posture throughout his life added, because of the brain trauma, his posture didn't allow his brain fluid to drain properly, and he ends up with Parkinson's. And if you look at somebody that has Parkinson's, they slouch over a lot, especially at the neck. Their ears are way in front of their ears, or their ears are way in front of their shoulders. So I've been trying to really sit like up straight, and it's not just pulling your shoulders back, it's like just being straight. So that's why, like, you can actually see my neck right now, because usually I'm like this, you know. And that's like, if you just stay like that all the time, that's like bad as fuck for your brain, I guess. So,
dude, I'm
yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm the same way, and here's the crazy part. I mean,
you got to try and fix it.
Yeah,
you got to try and fix it. You know what I mean?
And here's the fucked up thing: my dad was just diagnosed with Parkinson's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so I mean, you especially, you may want to like just make sure, like the way that they show it is like your ears should be level with your shoulders. And so, like, even if you have a good-sized beard like yours, you should be able to see a good amount of your neck when you're standing there. You know what I mean? Not like that necessarily, but, like, maybe. Maybe your chin has to be up like that. But
how's that?
Yeah, man.
That better?
That might give you some other kind of disease, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it was just very, very interesting, and it was convincing. And so I told my family about it, because my dad... You know, we're all on computers all day. You know, mm-hmm. they both work. My mom and dad work from a computer. My sister sits in school. And I sit in a computer all the time, too. So I'm really trying to make sure that my head's back. So hopefully I'm coming through clear on the microphone. But the reason I slouch is, like, to get right in the microphone, you know. But fuck that, man. If you guys can't hear me, I'm not trying to get Parkinson's for your asses, but
that's why you get
wild little thing.
That's why you get a nice boom arm, and you can pull it right into you.
I know. I need to get one. I just haven't. I'd never go to Best Buy or anything like that, but I'll get one eventually.
You know, Ryan, it's 2024. There is a thing called the internet and online shopping.
I know, dude, but so I don't get packages sent to my house. So everything that I get sent goes to my parents' house.
That's true.
And it's nice to go over there, but I live like a little ways away from them. You know, it's about 15 miles, maybe 10 miles away.
It's about a half hour.
Yeah, about a half an hour. Yeah, so especially like we're driving through and like all these fucking stoplights in this city, man. And the way that they run them, it's like they try to make sure that you sit at the stoplight for the maximum amount of time possible. I noticed it the other day, man. And it's just like, it's nuts, dude. Like, you know how there's the two stoplights to get over the freeway and then to get off the freeway, there's two stoplights? Mm-hmm. Why not have both those bitches green at the same fucking time? You got one, and then you sit there, and then you go up fucking 100 yards, and then you sit there for another 15 seconds, or 15 minutes, really. So it's just nuts, man. Like, I don't understand the way that they do those. Probably just to overheat cars here in Arizona, but...
I thought Pennsylvania was bad. At least we have that problem figured out.
No, man. Yeah, it's retarded here, dude. It is straight up retarded the way... And then there's always... Like, in Tucson especially, they don't build for the future. They build for, like, 5 years from now. So, like, right now there's a roundabout that they put in to the two closest major roads to me. I live in a rural area. So instead of doing a stoplight and just being like, hey, we're good here for the next 20 years, they put a roundabout. And at a certain point, they're going to have to take down this roundabout and put in a stoplight because it's a busy damn place. There's a high school right down the street from it, a major one. So retarded. It's Tucson politics, pretty liberal city in a conservative state. So that will explain it. But yeah, fun weekend, though, other than that.
So what food did you make? Said you did a Mexican feast.
I made ground beef tacos. A lot of people talk shit about ground beef tacos. It's my favorite kind, man. I know how to make them well. Kind of copied my mom's recipe, and those are the kind that we have every Thanksgiving. And people will sit here and say, dude, that's not real Mexican food. What are you doing? Get the fuck out of here. You haven't had real Mexican food either.
Well,
for people that are saying that.
Can I add a comment right there? Because unless you're from Mexico and making your traditional food at your own home, the Mexican food that you think you're eating that is Mexican is actually called Tex-Mex. It's a blend of Mexican-American culture, just like fajitas. Fajitas were invented in fucking Houston, Texas. Fajitas are not a traditional Mexican dish. And cheese on a lot of things isn't traditional Mexican either.
Yeah, it's fajitas, by the way.
Yeah, vaginas.
Fajitas, but yeah, close enough.
Vaginas?
Yeah, the cheese they use, dude, they don't use, shredded cheddar cheese or Mexican cheese, like they call it. It's like you usually like queso fresco, or it's closer to like feta cheese almost. It's got a much different flavor, a lot of little saltier cotija, stuff like that. So and usually we're talking like tongue and brain and cheek and shit like that. You're not eating steak.
No.
So, it's interesting when people talk shit about my ground beef tacos.
They're the bomb.
Had chicken enchiladas, shredded chicken enchiladas, and pork tamales. So we hit all the meats. We did a little bit of beans and rice and just had a great time. Made some homemade salsa, some wok. It was a good little I didn't pig out, though. You know what I mean? Still trying to like slowly lose weight. I'm trying to drop about 30 pounds by the end of the year. So I got to be on my P's and Q's throughout the week. But, dude, just having a good time over here with the food.
So was it a salsa roja?
Absolutely.
Nice.
I only make tomatillo salsa, which is the green salsa, like once in a blue moon.
Okay.
And that's good, though, man, especially if you like sour shit.
Oh, yeah. You can't go wrong. Now, I do prefer the roja better.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hey, there's nothing wrong with the tomatillo or tomatillo. If you're not cultured and don't know how to pronounce two L's, but man, did you make your own tamales from scratch?
No, no. They actually sell really high quality tamales here in Tucson. Like you can just find them at grocery stores even.
Yeah, that's true. You do live in a good area for that, whereas I don't. You know what I mean? If I'm going to eat tamales, I either have to find a really
You're out of a can.
Yeah, out of a can, or cross my fingers at a what we would call a Mexican restaurant, or find a recipe and try and make them myself.
They're easy to make, man. It just takes a long time. Like, yeah. People act like it's the most fucking difficult thing to do. You just got to make a lot of them, because it's the same process to make one versus 100. Make a lot of them, and then, you know, it's just sitting in a steamer for quite some time, but it's not that difficult to make. I've made them before, man. They're fun.
I found...
But yeah, I don't want to drone on too long. What did you get into this weekend?
Well, I was just going to add to your comment real quick. I found that there's two cultures of food that usually require the most prep out of any other culture. And that's Chinese food, if you're going to make it from scratch, yeah. And Mexican food. Once you get past the prep, everything else goes fast. Unless it's a slow cook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't know. I love it all. I love it. I had a little chicken fettuccine and broccoli Alfredo. But I found the noodles that I always liked when I would get it at Olive Garden. I always called them nipple noodles. They're round. They kind of remind you of those old poppers that you turn inside out. I forget the name of them. The box is buried in the trash now. But I use them.
They look like kind of like flowers almost, like spiral rose flower things almost.
Nope. Do you remember those little rubber poppers that they were like half of like a hollow ball or whatever?
Are you talking shells?
No, they're not shells.
Okay. I was going to say, if you couldn't remember that name.
No, I know what a shell is. But those little rubber, you turn them inside out and you put them on like your desk and they'd pop up. But when you turn them inside out, that's what these noodles kind of reminded me of. Also a nipple, you know, it kind of looked like a nipple. I just always teased and I was like, yeah, they're nipple noodles. But made that and man, banging. Turned out great. Didn't really do much this weekend. Friday night, went over to my neighbor's for a little bit. He had to work, so I was home by like, I don't know, 9 o'clock, turned on some TV, watched some dumb shit, and then Saturday, I was all hellbent. I was going to watch the new Wonka movie, okay? I've seen every Wonka movie that there is. Kind of excited because Hugh Lowry, also known as Dr. House, was playing the Oompa Loompa. So I was like, well, let me watch the extended trailer first. Well, they play from the beginning of the movie. It's a fucking musical. And I'm like, I'm just not in the mood for a musical. So Saturday night, I was like trying to find something kind of action-packed-ish. And I was like, you know what? Friday night, Friday at like 5 in the morning, because they were in Australia, WWE had their pay-per-view. Well, I watched the rerun of it on Saturday. So I was watching that, you know, kind of having fun, whatever. And then I started thinking to myself, the original Willy Wonka was a musical, the one that was remade with what's his face, I can't believe I'm drawing him.
Gene Wilder?
No, Gene Wilder was the original one. He played Edward Scissorhands. He was
Johnny
just
Depp.
Johnny Depp. Watched that one, loved it.
I don't think it was Gene Wilder, was it?
Gene Wilder was the original.
Joking.
Gene Wilder.
I thought that was the lead singer of. Oh yeah, it is. Okay. I was trying to make a joke and I fucked it up.
Oh, you were thinking of Gene Simmons.
No, I was thinking of Gene someone else. But yeah, never mind.
But
we got that.
Were kind of musicals. You know, they had their little parts. So maybe this coming weekend I might give it a shot because I loved the original. I loved the remake. A lot of people didn't like the Johnny Depp remake. I liked it a lot.
I did.
It was
too much, some would say.
Yeah, I mean, my daughter and I, that's one of our favorite movies, right? That's right up there. If she would say, if you'd ask her what's you and your dad's favorite movie of all time, she'd be like Alice in Wonderland. And it's just one of those movies that we've watched since she was a kid, even watched the remake of it, you know, and she liked it. And
I would have guessed Rocky Horror Picture Show. I would have guessed.
I hated that movie.
It's fucking terrifying, dude.
I watched it as a kid. And I'm just, I'm like, no. That and what was the one with the plant that wanted to eat everybody?
Oh, you're going to have to narrow it down. Jumanji?
No, this is old. Rick Moranis was in it. It was like a Venus flytrap, and it was going to eat everybody.
don't know.
Little Shop of Horrors, I think is what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. It was just like, eh.
Hey, I got something here for you. Is the pasta that you're talking about, is it conchigili?
Conchigili.
This one dead center?
Nope. It'd be more closer to the one in the bottom right.
Tortellini?
Okay, doesn't look like a tortellini to me.
Yeah, tortellinis usually have holes. It looks more like a ravioli if we're really going to get into it. But I don't know, man. Yeah, this is.
It started with a P, best, I think. Yeah. Like a.
Pinocchio?
It might have been.
Pinocchio's a vagina. Let's see. Yeah, I was just, I mean, you know, pasta's a big passion of mine here. You know, I am a fan of a lot of this stuff. I like how they let you know that this is alphabeto. But yeah, man, kind of funny, right? But that'd be funny if that was what it was. It's like, yeah, like there's this kind of pasta. I forget the name. It's got like different letters and different numbers.
Sometimes it might spell something.
I just can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember what it is, though. But yeah, man, no, I actually like, I'll tell you right now, I like long noodles. I don't like these bullshit bite-sized noodles. Oh, here you go. It's that. Looks like a condom.
Where's it at?
It is right here. It is Orancetti. Right
yeah, there, right? Yeah. I can't see it.
Orancetti. My bad. I got to probably switch my screen. This is real important for the listeners, too, so...
Well, yeah.
We got to make sure that we get this out there.
You know, it starts with a P, an O. You know, they're very close in the alphabet.
Yeah, you see this one right here over to the right, middle. Looks like a condom to me.
Yeah. Or a nipple.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, man, there you go. Orancetti. I mean, this is, dude, this is a good pasta poster on Amazon. So if anyone wants this, we'll drop the link in the show notes.
Will we?
But yeah, dude. No. But I say that we get right into it because we bullshitted there for about 31 minutes.
Well, you did get a skinwalker.
Ghost stories.
You did get a skinwalker story out of me.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I do want to mention, you know, this is, we wanted to just kind of keep this a fun, kind of light, bullshitty episode, even more so than the other ones. But Jacob Rothschild did die. Ghost called me this morning. He was very upset. He was crying about this, and he called out of work today.
Dude, I had the shits. I cried so bad that it upset my stomach. I had the poops all day.
Well, you know, he's gone to a better place. Probably not, so. But I mean, he's somewhere.
Make me relive it again.
I know. I'm sorry. We'll move on. I think that he was the one, though, that wanted to come back as a virus.
No.
That wasn't him?
No, he would never say anything like that.
Well, I honestly think that was him.
And no, he was the one that wanted to come back as a virus was one of the princes. Prince.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Prince Philip. Some shit, right? Yeah. Prince Charles, maybe? Yeah, Prince Charles.
One of them.
So, yeah, I mean, they're all the same, honestly.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, my mistake with that. And, Jacob Rothschild, you know, I'm not going to say anything, man. I don't like to celebrate when anybody dies, but this guy's fucked a lot of people over, man, and him and his family. So, whatever. I'm sure that they just cloned him, and he's being born again today. So... we'll see. Now, I want to start this off. This isn't necessarily a super paranormal thing right here to start with. Very interesting.
We can start light.
Yeah, I mean, none of this stuff's too heavy. I'm curious what you got. But I found some really cool clips. Got a couple of funny ones to end, too.
Nice.
But, you know, there's this page, and I want to actually shout out the page. Before going too deep into it, Morbid Full is one where I got a lot of this information from. And then also, where is it? Disturbing Reels. And Disturbing Reels is really good, dude. All kinds of good, kind of creepy information. Fun. If you're into getting scared and all this stuff, it's fun to look at night by yourself. They play the weird, creepy music all the time. But the morbid full, I had to write that first time. Morbid full has mostly like just disturbing things. You know, interviews with people that killed their family, creepy shit, you know, creepy stuff. Not necessarily paranormal, but I am going to show one from a guy that looks possessed and sounds possessed. So first off, I want to show this thing. I think we should bring back the lobotomy for some people. You know what I mean? People might be like, this isn't going down the way. We're not talking about eugenics here. We're not talking about supreme races. But some people need a lobotomy.
We already have that with Planned Parenthood. So they have that. They have that area covered with eugenics. They do.
But this shows people before and after being lobotomized. And it's pretty creepy, man. Like, and when I say like people that should be lobotomized, it's people that are basically like past the point of return, like people that are just never going to be integrated back into society. And if we're not going to kill them, we might as well just make them so passive instead of just making like putting them on drugs, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is just and let me bring my case forward with this. You're essentially you're lobotomizing people with the drugs that you put them on, these antipsychotic drugs, right? If you take a child that's super hyper and then you put them on like Ritalin or whatever the fuck, right? It's kind of like a lobotomy. Obviously, it's reversible.
But
you're just feeding the fucking medical industrial complex at that point, too. So it's like two evils.
Yeah. And the only reason they put them on Adderall or Ritalin is because the damn kid doesn't want to sit in the same fucking seat for 8 fucking hours a day.
Yeah, well, there's that, and then there's other reasons, too.
Yeah, you know, right.
Rich parents.
It's like, oh, my God. I should have been on the shit. Almost all my classmates should have been on that shit. It's like, and then you get older like we are now. I'm sorry I'm going off on a little tangent, but you look at how school's designed versus how prisons are designed, how the workforce is designed. Wow, it's all the same.
You got that from, what's Will Smith's kid? Jalen Smith. He said that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, dude. Don't lie. You love this guy.
I do.
You love this guy. That is one of the actual smart things that he said. He's a fucking freak, but he did say that quite a while ago, and I thought it was profound. Actually, it's pretty smart.
I honestly didn't know that.
I know. I'm just giving you shit because, why would you? Who the fuck cares about him? But, yeah, so check this out, dude. Creepy, but also very interesting, and I'm sure everybody knows somebody that can use one of these. Here we go. Bottom line is now she's just a sweet lady knitting a scarf. Looks a little retarded.
Dude.
This guy seems like he's seeing ghosts. Now he's just a normal disabled dude.
It's like they give him down.
Creepy as all hell. Almost. Yeah, or Parkinson's because their heads slumped forward. This girl's real weird. Again, who knows what happened? This is in black and white. But, you know, instead of just being so resisting and mean, they seem like chill.
Yeah. It's like they smoked like an ounce of weed.
Yeah, man. This first one really, you know, obviously we're kind of talking about this tongue in cheek a little bit, but like, she looks much more, this first one, she looks much more like you can be around a person like that versus, I mean, before she's just, you can't even touch this lady, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not that she should be touched without any reason, but I mean, it's just weird, dude. It's a strange thing, and you wonder why they did away with it, because initially the guy got a Nobel Peace Prize for figuring it out, Dr. Walter Freeman.
Well, so did Hitler.
I know, but you know, there's people out there that'll say Hitler fucking did great stuff too. I'm not going down that fucking path there, but just to me, man, just a very interesting interesting little thing there. How do you feel about lobotomies?
If they're needed, sure, bring them back. You get serial killers. You know, shit like, I mean, serial killers seem to have fallen off. I'm sure they're still out there. They're just not as mainstream as
they're not cool.
Yeah, they're not cool. They're not, you know, talked about as much as they were up until like probably what, maybe early, real early 2000s? Like after.
Yeah, because you know why though? They don't make attractive serial killers anymore. Remember the Boston Bomber when he was the thing?
Yeah.
He was on Time Cover Magazine as the hot terrorist, right?
That's true.
So they just need to make hotter serial killers and then they'll bring them back. They're coming back.
Well, there you go. There's a t-shirt. Make serial killers hot again.
Make serial killers hot again. Hey, speaking of, we came out with our first shirt.
Yes, we did.
Little Ninja Turtle theme. Little Ninja Turtle theme Conspiracy Underground News Team shirt. Check it out, dangerousworldpodcast.com. Same place as the soap. And I have a little collections list because we want to get a couple other ones. Obviously, I understand if you don't want to walk around with a giant cunt on your chest. But I will be. Yeah. I will. I'm probably going to get the orange one. So yeah, check those out. It's worth every dollar, and yeah, they're fun. They're fun. We're going to try and grow that little line there as well.
Oh yeah.
Now,
and we meaning Ryan, because he's the artistic one behind us. And I didn't say autistic. I said artistic.
Yeah.
I'm the autist.
I'll do another clip or two and then I'll ping it over to you. Okay. And then, you know, we'll switch off every couple times. Now, you mentioned skinwalkers, dude. What do you think of this? This is pretty cool. Obviously, some of them are fake, and we might get a laugh or two out of some of these, but also some of them are creepy as shit. Here we go.
That's not my cat. Totoro. Where are you?
Okay.
Bye.
I hate us.
You will die.
So that's good. Okay, yeah, he's pissed. We should probably go. Bye.
That one's fucking kind of scary. Look at this one, dude. Look at this cat. Now, I know it's a leg and a tail. It's a furry. Now this one is weird because cat just frozen under some water.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Cats aren't known to like water.
No, you couldn't.
Skinwalker.
Yeah, cats are sure don't like water, dude.
Yeah.
So couple of those are weird, man. Like, if I don't know, you know, obviously anytime you're filming something like this online, you can superimpose like a, you know, cat yawning like it was or growling or whatever it was doing, and then you could put a voice in. But dude, I've heard cats make some scary ass noises, man.
Well, I have to take back what I said about what Matt had sent about a possible Bigfoot in Arizona, and remember I criticized it didn't look like Arizona with the trees or whatever, and you corrected me and what have you.
Oh, yeah.
After watching it again, I'm going to have to say big cat. You guys have cougars. You guys have lynx out there.
We have cougars.
Yeah.
Both kinds.
Yes, you do. But when you hear like a mountain lion or a bobcat out in the wild, dude, it sounds like a fucking either a lady fucking witch being really pissed off or a fucking baby being mutilated. It's the creepiest fucking sound you'll ever hear. And that's what it, when I went back and listened to it again, I was like, and that's the vibes I'm getting. Cause a lot of people don't, I've never heard them. And I remember the first time I ever heard it, I was just like, holy shit, what the hell is that? They're like, it's a bobcat. I'm like, oh, fuck me. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're creepy, man. They're powerful little fucking animals too. You don't want to be messing with one. So that's why whenever I jog or like walk with a dog, always got the strap on me, dude. And it's not for like, you know, people. It's for weird little animals like that.
I don't blame you.
You know, it's funny too. And you can pull up a clip if you've got anything ready. But like, I tell my dad all the time because like I've seen horror videos of you know, people walking outside, and I don't have, when you walk outside my door, you don't see. You don't have like a covering over the front door. So you walk outside and it's just like open air. And I've seen like scary, like little clips of people walking outside and like a bobcat or a raccoon or something jumping off the roof and attacking a dude. And I was mentioning that to my dad. I was like, yeah, like, especially when I worked at Pepsi, when I'd have to leave at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm like real worried about like one day I walk out there all tired and something fucking jumps on me. And my dad's like, oh, no, that wouldn't happen unless I had rabies. And it's like, well, that's well, even geez. Fucking worse.
Gee, thanks, Dad. That's
the worst case scenario. Yeah, he's real comforting, my dad is. But yeah, dude, I just thought that was so funny.
Having little bit of a problem here. It's not wanting
What's
to...
What's going on?
Well, it's not wanting to... I uploaded my videos to here. Now it's being a cunt. Okay.
Well, maybe it gets cunt of the week since we're just going to be talking about ghosts. I've got more clips.
Let me try something real quick.
Okay.
Something on the fly here.
Let's do that. Anyway, but yeah, dude, it's just funny to think about, like, just some wild random shit. Because usually, yeah, if animals are going to attack...
You want to wear your Elmo costume? Okay. There's a grown-up person in your closet? And it's right there?
It's my closet.
It's your closet. Say, go away, person. You're scared? Okay, well, we'll get rid of the person.
This one's a little weird. You got to watch the glass and then watch the chandelier.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm crazy. I missed the first one. I didn't see anything.
I didn't really either.
Okay. Stall high.
His Latina's always geeky.
Si ta ned på god dagen.
She's a glassman.
Something is watching me. If you've had the feeling,
this one's weird.
I'm talking about. I'm playing only up in my office. Something keeps passing by this window. I just propped up the phone here, and I'm gonna play.
You see it?
Yeah.
If you're walking by my office, I want you to knock it off. Holy. Is that you making all that noise back there?
Door closes in the background. Something flew off the counter.
Bell broken.
We've always heard it called to tie, which a lot of times when we were misbehaving as children, the parents would tell us, you know, behave because if you don't, the tie is going to get you, which for some years we didn't know what it was exactly until later on. You know, parents would tell us it was the equivalent of a werewolf. And sometimes this Rougarou or Loup-garou would live in the swamps. Well, growing up in those areas, a lot of times we didn't have transportation, so we walked where we were going. As the age of about 15 or 16 years old, I'm walking to a small town to go to a party. One night, crossing the highway that runs through one of the swamps. Well, as I'm walking, I see this figure emerge from one side of the highway. It was a four-lane highway, two going, two coming. And the creature that was crossing, or the being that was crossing, took very, very little time to cross. There was a smell of, as cliche as it sounds, a wet dog, a skunk, just a very, very earthy smell. And when I got to the area where it was crossing, for me to actually cross as quick as it did, I would have to be at a fast-paced run. And this being must have been well over 6 feet tall, maybe even 7 feet tall. Staying in that area for a little while at night and seeing what I
saw. The word loup-garou is the French word.
I just didn't want to stick around, so I took off at a quick pace, running, trying to get back towards the town, the city lights, just so I can feel safe and secure.
I can't.
At that age, seeing something that you can't explain.
You can't mute it?
No.
Being alone out on the highway, it really, really makes you, you know, just.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
My friend, Richard Guidry told me a story about that he had heard as a child about
Is it playing two clips, actually, or what the fuck's going on?
The word loup-garou is...
Okay.
There you go.
All right, we got that. It will not let me...
That better not been a bit, because that was the worst bit of all time, if it was.
No, I'm sitting here... seriously, I'm trying to put you and I back to screen, and this is... It keeps doing
this. I like this, by the way. If we are haunted, they helped us get something cool. I would like to do, you know, the two of us, and then we got, like, the... I guarantee that's what it is. We thought that the government was going to try and censor us eventually. It's the ghosts.
Dude, yeah. It will not... Let me try something. Let me try this. Transition to that.
Y'all want
to
hear a story? And this story is going to take us to Abilene, Texas. The location of the...
Yeah. Goes right back to this motherfucker.
Dr. Barry Ancelet. Everyone talks shit to this guy on Instagram.
All right. I'm going to remove you. I'm going to actually remove you completely.
Kick me out. You don't want to be alone with Dr. Ancelet.
No.
Want me to just leave?
This is fucking weird.
Quit it. No, you want me to just leave?
Leave what?
Leave here and then come back.
Yeah, I guess we can. I'll hit mute and end the broadcast and then just restart it.
Will it save this part?
Yeah, I'll have to send you two. I'll have to splice the video together, but the audio.
I can splice the audio together myself too. Okay. All sweet. Right. I'm sure the three people on there were very upset.
Yeah. And we're back. Okay. And restart the old computer. So yeah, we won't be playing that fucking clip.
Who knows what happened. Yeah, sometimes these computers, you know, yeah, they just really make you want to fucking end it all. Okay. Jumping right back into it here. There was one that I believe I had saved. And if not, it was just something that I was going through. Check this one out, dude. These are creepy. These are just pictures. And I'll describe what they are afterwards for people that are just audio listeners.
Okay.
But yeah, man, this is some scary stuff. I'm going to share my screen, and hopefully my computer doesn't start freaking out, because this thing will end up in the front yard in pieces. I don't really need this anymore. I'll just do... So listen, computer, if you fuck with me right now, YouTuber anymore.
No, what's up? He's a WWE superstar now. Come on.
That's Logan.
Oh, well, whatever.
That's his homosexual brother, Logan. Yeah.
Both should be fucking taken off the air. Not killed, just taken off
the air. Okay, here we go. Yeah, we know what you mean.
All right,
check this shit out. Wild. YouTubers who have gone missing. This is just one YouTuber.
Oh, he's doing Kenny your favorite.
Veach. Yeah, no, I'm looking for a cave that I found, and I didn't have a sidearm when I was here before, and something about that cave just spooked me. Out of all the caves I've ever gone in, this one just made my body vibrate. The closer I got to it, the crazier my body felt, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to go in there right now, but I'm coming back someday. So hopefully I'll find it. It's shaped like a big M. It's a big cave that looks just like a gigantic M. It's shaped just like the letter M. Well, I did not find the cave. That is so weird. I mean, I thought for sure I was just going to be able to find it.
You have the hole here. You have this piece. It doesn't match this piece, or this piece. It doesn't match this piece. Somehow they're together here.
What do you think of that?
I'm glad that was the only one. I remember that kind of made big rounds on social media right around the lockdowns. A little bit before the lockdowns happened, and I remember seeing this. Like, it actually picked up steam to the point where some of his friends, and I don't know if they started a GoFundMe or not, but I mean, the dude's never been found, and they chalk it up to this weird mind that has like paranormal history, and anybody that's ever kind of gone looking for it has always disappeared.
We got to find this mine.
We should.
We got to find this mine. All right. After this, too, I'll go through, and maybe we can just kind of go through, because I'm kind of scared to have you share things unless you had anything that was really
something I saw, too.
No, that was a different one.
Okay.
That was a hotel. And look, there's a fucking something recording them, dude. There's like a camera flashing red back there.
Yep. A whole chair with fucking...
Oh, there's something moving?
Comforters on it.
Yeah, man. Dude, that stuff freaks me out, man. So, yeah, there was one, and then there was another one, too, where they found a hidden room, but I must have not saved it. This one's pretty creepy, too. Well, actually, you know what? Let me go to this one. This was the guy that he's like supposedly, you know, killed his family. In 2012, Zachary David waited until his mother had fallen asleep and struck her head repeatedly with a large sledgehammer until he was certain that she was dead. This was the Dr. Phil interview, which makes it a little more funny. And it's disturbing to say the least. Now, it's not funny that this lady was beaten to death by any means, but anything Dr. Phil is associated with is kind of funny.
So he's on a new adventure.
You know, what's he doing?
Well, he's starting his own media company.
Oh, just like all the good ones.
Yeah, promoting this controlled opportunity is how Adam Curry called it. Not controlled opposition, but controlled opportunity.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, this is creepy though, man. And this guy seems possessed. You know, when you just hear him talking, he just sounds off. Okay. Check it out, Dr. Phil. Shout out.
Yeah. Not my voice, pretty much mine.
And when you swung that hammer the first time, did you swing it hard? Did she make a noise?
I couldn't just hear that memory.
And what did it sound like?
There was this wet thumping noise.
Did you laugh when you were hitting her?
Yeah.
Why did you laugh?
I just thought she deserved it.
Why did you kill her?
She wasn't taking care of my family.
And so because she wasn't taking care of you and your family, you decided to kill her. Did you kill your...
Dad, it will be the biggest mistake you ever make. We will take you deeper into the bush and tie you up in a tree. Then we will throw rocks at you, poke you, laugh at you, and leave you to the wild wolves and bears to return you to Mother Nature. So if you're ever in Yupik territory, be respectful and do not disturb our lands. And always remember, we're the
That's pretty creepy, man. That'd be a great movie, I feel like.
That would be. That has a lot of... I want to say that's like Alaska's version of the Puckwudgie, which is pretty more famous up near like New England, up near where Ron and Andy and, you know, a few others are. But yeah, they lure you to do weird fucking things and think you're going to safety, and next thing you know, you're done. You're over. You know, you found your demise. And you know, and then that plays into the whole the little people. People see a lot of times like little Native American or people that are only like a couple feet tall, you know, running around, you know, and what have you. I don't know. I would love to believe in it all, but at the same time, yeah. I know a lot of it's folklore, but when you go back into folklore, it's based in truth somewhere, somehow, just a little bit, even if it's just to, you know, maybe exaggerated truth to scare the kids or scare, you know, people from not going to certain areas because, you know, they want it preserved or whatever. It's like the old lady of the woods. You know, you tell your kids, hey, there's an old lady out there. She's going to snatch you up. Next thing you know, she's going to eat you for dinner. Well, the kids don't play in the woods at nighttime. They're at the dinner table. They're on time. So.
Yeah. It fucking worked then.
We'll try this one.
Let's see.
New Orleans vampire.
Would you believe that this guy and this guy are the same person? If you live in New Orleans, maybe you've seen him around. Although, if you have, I'd suggest his place. When they walked in, there was no Jacques. There was no furniture, no cups, no plates, no utensils, only wine glasses and remnants of something that appeared to be wine, until further testing determined that it was actually wine mixed with blood. In the 1970s, this man, Richard Chanfray, came forward as being the Count himself. He went on to tell a wild story that he was a vampire who had been living and just decided to roam and made his home in New Orleans. Although in 1983, Chanfray reportedly unalived himself in Saint-Tropez. Although if you're in New Orleans, there are sightings of a man named Jack likes to harass tourists from time to time and play tricks on them. And he kind of looks like Chanfray and Jacques and the Count. So if you're looking for your own interview with the vampire, you can call out for Jacques if you like. Meet him at the restaurant N7. Here they have a delicious plate of frog legs. Check the tag video for reference. Either way, this is a crazy story because this dude is really giving Lestat vibes. Anne Rice, what you know, girl?
Anne Rice, it typed out instead of Anne Rice. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, dude, I believe in like these people that could be like time traveler types or whatever. Maybe not time travelers, but like vampire type figures, mm-hmm. where they live way longer than we're told people can live. You know, I don't know. You see these pictures of like Nicolas Cage and shit like that, and like old pictures, and like Pharrell and Jay-Z and like a lot of these people. And of course, a lot of them are famous, but yeah, it's freaky, man.
Yeah, I would have to say, out of anywhere in the entire world, and the world, round or flat, whatever you want to call it, New Orleans intrigues me the most with its dark magic history, its abuse of slaves and all sorts of fucked up shit. But you get into the whole vampire thing and I don't know. I got caught up in the Vampire Diaries and then the originals and what have you. Vampires always have fascinated me. Like if I could be like most people be like, I want to be a superhero. I'd be like, fuck that. I want to be a vampire. I want to be a vampire.
Yeah. Then
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
She has to be the scariest looking doll I have ever seen, and she was found under the porch of an abandoned house in New South Wales, Australia. Carrie Walton, the doll's owner in 1972, took the doll home, put her in a box or a trunk in the back of his car, and when he was driving back to Brisbane, heard screaming from the back of the car, "Let me out, let me out." It was the doll. This would happen every time Letta was put in a box. She also is notorious for moving around by herself and leaving visible marks all over the house where she lives. Number two, Lily. She is made with real human hair and was featured on Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum. But the weirdest part about her is that when the owner, an antique dealer, brought her home, she started having terrible nightmares every single night about a little girl that died in a bad accident. The doll was kept in the antique store, and on one occasion, a customer's little kid, was speaking for the doll for 3 hours and said that she was subject to horrible violence in her lifetime. And at number 3, we have Robert the Doll. He has to be the scariest haunted doll I have ever read about. And for those of you who know, I'm sorry, Robert. Thank you for letting me talk about you. The doll was a gift to the youngest member of the Otto family. His name was Robert, and it came to them in the 1900s. Robert began misbehaving and doing odd things and blaming it on the doll. Robert, who likes to go by Otto, his parents said that they could hear him talking to the doll in his room when he was a kid. And when they would hear this, they would hear 2 different voices, the voice of their son and the very terrifying voice of Robert the Doll. Robert is known for giving people bad luck when they take pictures of him without permission or talk about him without permission or without thanking him or apologizing. So now you know why I did that at the beginning of this part. He is currently located in the East Martello Museum in Florida, and visitors do not like him. They stay away from him because no one wants bad luck, do they? If you guys like videos like this, you're definitely going to want to follow me on YouTube and listen to me.
Yeah, dude, dolls can be scary, man.
They can be. I'm a huge fan of the lore behind Robert the Doll. Like, I'm not a big doll, haunted doll type of thing, but when you get into the history and the lore behind Robert, dude, it's fucked up. I mean, it's just
what's the creepy story about that again?
So this guy's dad was overseas. They were kind of well off or whatever. Saw this doll in a window shop. Now, the story goes that the doll was just made for the window shop glass. Like, it was the only one, you know what I mean? Like, oh, look at our dolls, you know. I don't know if it was the actual Conjuring series. That was like an opening scene in one of those movies where there was a doll in the back. I remember the scene. They were driving and they heard this pounding, let me out. And dude gets out. He's like, okay, I'll put you in the back seat so you can kind of see. And the wife was like, what the hell are you doing? So I don't know if it was Letta or, I want to say it was one of the Annabelle movies, but they kind of blended Letta into Annabelle.
Yeah, man, it seems like there's a lot of stories for those kinds of things for them, like at least one or two to not be real, you know, like these haunted dolls, these haunted objects, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if you've seen that movie, it's an Australian one, I forget the name of it. It was where, you know, they showed it online a lot too, with a hand that you'd hold and it would like possess you. And you were only able to do it for a short amount of time in the movie. I'll see if I can find the title. It's going to sound familiar as soon as I say it. But yeah, man, I think that objects could definitely be haunted. Like a house would be an object, right? So
mirrors are a big one that are always haunted.
Right. 2023. All right, let's see what this is, because this came out. Talk to Me, it's called.
What is it?
Talk to Me.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that one.
Yeah, with the hand, and then they hold the hand, they get possessed for a short amount of time, and then snap out of it and shit.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't see that one. I just saw the trailers, or maybe you sent me something about it. Yeah, and they kind of get in this possessed state. Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy. They're doing it at, like, parties and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Wild. A freaky concept.
I have a couple more to run through if you want to do that.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
It's weird. A bunch of my clips don't save on here. This is like a weird topic, I guess, to get into. For some reason, we're having all kinds of fucking problems.
This one's on exorcisms.
This is the real-life story of the possession and exorcism of Annalise Michelle. This is one of the few cases of demonic possession that has ever reached a legal court. Annalise Michelle was a well-behaved girl who grew up in a strict Catholic family in Bavaria, Germany. In 1968, at the age of 16, she suffered a severe epileptic seizure. Over the next few years, she'd be diagnosed with temporal lobe epilepsy and depression, and she was prescribed medication for this. By 1973, she had also started hallucinating, particularly while praying, and these voices would tell her that she was damned to hell. Annalise became increasingly aggressive. She would growl, speak in languages her parents said that she didn't know, and on one occasion, she even threw her sister across the room. According to her mom, she walked into a room to find Annalise staring at a cross with black eyes. Annalise was also seen eating bugs, and on one occasion, she peed on the floor and then tried to lick it up. Her mother decided that this wasn't a mental health issue and that her daughter was possessed. Her neurologist also suggested that she needed to be taken to a priest, but then later denied saying this. Her mother took her to several priests who all said that Annalise needed a medical doctor until she finally found one that gave her permission to do an exorcism. 3 days after her 22nd birthday, Annalise would receive the first of what would come to be 67 exorcisms. These exorcisms were recorded, and here is a clip of one.
I know they said the exorcism of Emily Rose, but it also gives you kind of the vibe of the Pope's exorcist.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, a lot of, you know, to be honest, man, even though I really, it's one of my favorite movie categories is, you know, possession movies. They're all kind of the same, mm-hmm. you know, because like how far off can you go? Like my favorite one, I really like The Last Exorcism, and I really like, what the hell is the other one? I'm going to go through a list of some good exorcism movies and see if we've both seen them. Because, yeah, I mean, the classic one's The Exorcist and then the one with Damien, right? What's that one called?
Children of the Corn.
No. Damien, the one... The Omen.
Omen. Yeah, sorry.
Children of the Corn. You said it like all definitive, too.
Oh, yeah, I was confident.
Okay, so we got The Exorcist. Both seen that.
Uh-huh.
Abby. Never seen that one. Have you seen Abby?
Nope.
Amityville 2, I don't think I've seen that either.
Mm-hmm.
Repossessed, 1990, never seen it.
Nope.
Requiem, never seen that. What about you?
Don't think so.
Last Exorcism is great. That's my favorite one, I think. Have you seen that one?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's about like a priest that doesn't really believe in God, but he, you know, looks at it as a business, and he goes and he's done exorcisms on people, and he's like, yeah, exorcisms are fake. You just have to convince the person that thinks they're possessed that the devil left because they had a priest come and do it for them, blah, blah, blah. And
then he goes. The one that's that rides like a motorbike on this, like,
no,
and
no, it doesn't ride a motorcycle.
It didn't take place in like a barn or anything like that.
It did take place in a barn, but there wasn't. See, again, that's why I think maybe a lot of these movies are kind of similar, you know?
Yeah.
But he never rode a motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy, man. The Devil Inside. The Devil Inside is the other great one, dude. So scary.
Great in excess song. Yeah,
The Devil Inside?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the image of this chick right here. The Conjuring, The Witch. You know, Requiem. I don't think I've seen Requiem either. We mentioned that. Nope. And The Wailing.
Nope.
And The Exorcist.
Yeah.
So, solid stuff.
I have two more clips that I want to get through, and then we can wrap it up.
Sweet. Yeah, go ahead and play one. I got to step away for just a second. My freaking dogs are barking.
Okay.
I'll be right. Unless you want to kill some time, just bullshitting.
No, we're going to... I don't know if maybe the listeners have heard of... Black Eyed Kids, if they have, maybe they haven't, they're not really sure, but that's where we're going to head now. They're kind of freaky. I've only ever heard of people coming into contact with them via maybe a podcast or, you know, like a TV show where, you know, it's like a paranormal happened to me or whatever you want to call it. You know, I've been watching this new series, Paranormal Witness. Good. It's on Peacock. It's a sci-fi original. Good content there. But I've never talked to anybody or heard personally anybody ever coming in contact with a black-eyed kid. But if they did, I mean, black-eyed kids, now, fuck off with your little shenanigans. But we're going to start off with L.A. Marzulli, who's known, he made it big with his, maybe in the conspiracy world, with the Giant of Kandahar. But here's some black-eyed kids.
One of the creepiest things that you'll ever hear, guaranteed, is about the black-eyed kids. And I want to thank David Weatherly. We actually interviewed him about 10 years ago about this really creepy phenomenon known as the black-eyed kids. Here's one of the scenarios. So you're at home, you're all alone, and it's maybe 4 or 5 o'clock.
In Texas, the location of the first U.S. encounter with entities known as the black-eyed children. And they are creepy.
No,
the black-eyed children or black-eyed kids are what looks like little kids with completely blacked-out eyes, like this dude right here. Like, no pupil, no iris, no whites of the eyes, just blacked out. Encounters with these black-eyed children have been reported all over the world. But the first documented encounter here in the U.S. was in 1996, when a man named Brian Bethel encountered two kids. And he claimed he had pulled over near the Westwood Theater, sitting there writing a check out of his checkbook, when he heard a knock at his driver's side window. He looked up and seen two kids standing there, which appeared to be about the ages of 9 and 13. Both boys, both wearing hoodies, and they had their hoods kind of, you know, pulled up to obscure their faces a little bit. And they asked if he would give them a ride to their mother's house because they wanted to get money to see a movie. But that's when he noticed their eyes, completely blacked out, no whites to be seen. It said he got a very sick and eerie feeling. And as if sensing his fear, these boys started to get more aggressive. The older one started pounding on his window, saying, "We can't come in your car until you invite us in. Let us in." Well, at this point, this man was over it. He threw his car in reverse and got out of there, with the boys still yelling, "Let us in," behind him as he drove away. Some people claim that this actually isn't the first encounter with black-eyed children. It's just the first documented one. And that some people had a few encounters in the 80s, but it just didn't get recorded. But after this encounter, there was a massive uptick in the number of sightings seen in the United States. In 2012, he appeared on the TV show Monsters and Mysteries in America and told the story too. And following that, many more people came forward with their encounters. This is apparently also a very common phenomenon in the UK. And in September of 2014, a British tabloid ran a story about a shocking rise in sightings in England and all over the world. It said these kids usually appear in twos and generally appear to be between the ages of 6 and 16. They have pale skin and blacked out eyes. And these kids, whenever they appear, usually start with a request. A ride home if you're in a vehicle, or to come in and use your phone to call their parents if you're in your house. And they usually start out asking pretty polite. But if you were to say no, some of them will begin to plead and beg, but others will get angry and demand to be let in. It said if you encounter one, they seem to have a strange power over you, as if they can exert some kind of subtle influence on the mind. Because despite an immediate reaction of fear and dread, which is always reported, you'll catch yourself like reaching for your car door or widening your door without realizing that you're doing it. And most people that encounter these kids don't let them in the house or their car. But one snowy night in January of 2016 in Vermont, one couple did. This couple said that a boy and a girl knocked on their front door. And they asked to come inside, saying that their parents would be there to pick them up soon. The woman immediately felt bad for these kids because it was freezing cold and snowing outside, so she let them in. They then sat on the couch, and her husband tried to speak to them and ask them questions, and they wouldn't really meet his eyes. Well, then one of them asked if they could use the restroom. And the woman was like, "Yes, you know, it's over there." And that's when she seen their eyes as they were walking away. Well, she turned to her husband and was like, "Did you see their eyes?" And he had his hand up to his face. He pulled his hand away and it's just blood everywhere, where he got this sudden, terrible nosebleed. And right at that very moment, the power went out. And the kids reappeared and said, Our parents are here. The kids walked out the door, leaving it hanging open. And the woman said that she's seen two very tall, very slender men standing at the end of the driveway waiting. So she kind of waved at them, and they did not wave back, and they all piled into a car and drove away. Shortly after they left, the power came back on. Over the next week, several strange things kept happening to them. The couple had four cats. Three of them went missing, and one of them was found deceased in a pool of blood. And the husband kept having these reoccurring nosebleeds. So he went to the doctor and was diagnosed with a rare aggressive skin cancer. And by the end of that week, the woman started experiencing the same nosebleeds. And she stated that she fully believes that her and her husband's failing health was due to letting the black-eyed children inside her home. But what are these black-eyed children? Some have called them children of the devil. Some people think they're demons. Some people think they're aliens. Others say they're vampires, but no one really knows for sure. Only thing that's fully known is that if two of these kids ever come knocking on your front door wanting in your house, don't let them in. Have any of y'all ever had an encounter with the black-eyed children? Let me know.
That's really good. Is it always two?
Usually, yeah. Any story that I've ever come across or heard, it's always two or more.
Interesting. Yeah, that was a good one, man. I like stories like that. It's like ghost stories, you know what I mean? It's cool. I like that.
Well, let's get into it. I know it's paranormal, but let's get into it.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
How are we gonna think of a cunt?
Oh, I already know what my cunt is.
The computer?
The Rougarou.
Yeah, the Rougarou's bad, man. I'll say it's the black-eyed kids, man. Yeah. Those things are creepy, you know? Skinwalkers could be up there, too, but I don't want to get cursed by a skinwalker. They seem more powerful than black-eyed kids, but maybe that's my ignorance.
And you don't want to mention the name of that one doll down in Florida.
The vampire thing?
No, the one doll. Not allowed to say his name.
We're gonna talk about
that thing. Yeah.
Beetlejuice, right?
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Say it again.
No, you tried to get me that one time, and it was sneaky, but I don't fuck with that.
No, but mine's the Rougarou, because apparently it didn't want to be talked about today on Cunt. So maybe we should call this episode Punt, the Paranormal Underground News Team.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, we can do Cunt and Punt.
Yeah. But let people...
All right, I got a funny clip real quick.
Oh, good.
You know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah,
completely funny so that no one has any nightmares, you know?
Speaking of which, it's funny because some of these I was putting together and uploading into here last night and cooking dinner and what have you. I actually had a paranormal fucking dream that and I ended up waking up. I was like, holy fuck, was that real? Like,
that's funny.
Did that happen?
Yeah,
I'm like, am I living in a haunted house? And I'm like, just go back to fucking sleep. Just go back to sleep.
Yeah, dude.
Snuggle up to your dog. And go back to sleep.
I still have nightmares, dude. Yeah. I have nightmares. The thing, the difference is when you're an adult, I think every adult has nightmares still, like scary shit, you know, that you dream, especially the amount of scary movies that I watch and shit. The difference is I don't like freak out, you know, like I wake up and I'm like, oh shit, that was just a fucking nightmare. It was wild, but it was just a nightmare. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, I definitely still have nightmares, but yeah, check this out. This will make it so no one gets any scary nightmares. Nice little ending thought here. So good, dude.
Good.
Let me restart it just so we can hear the whole thing.
All right. I can't hear much on my end, but I'm pretty sure I saw
what?
I couldn't hear much on my end, but I'm pretty sure I've seen that clip where it's like, so-and-so stole my bike. I beat the shit out of him. And then he's like, no, I gave him the bike because you outgrew it.
Too big for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I thought it was so funny, man. There's this really good page. Let me see what the page is actually called before we go. But yeah, so you couldn't hear it that well, huh? There's subtitles, but couldn't hear it.
I couldn't, no.
No. Yeah, dude, it's so funny. He's just like, yeah, I kicked his ass. And then the dad's like, I gave Timmy the bike.
Yeah.
But
what are you doing? I gave him the bike. You.
It's called Dad and Son Videos. And it's all kinds of like moments between dads and sons, whether it's like funny or like something that's like heartwarming or whatever. But dude, it's so funny. Just like some of the shit that like, you know, little kids trying to like play basketball with their dad and the dad's just fucking swatting the basketball away like all hard and like getting in their face or like, you know, boxing with them and going too hard with the right. kid. It's so funny, man.
It's like, ugh, yeah, I'm Michael Jordan, bitch.
Yeah, dude. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
But, well, Ryan.
Yeah, man, fun episode.
Why don't you let people know what we are and where we can get the soap and the new cunt t-shirt?
Yeah, as you all know, we are a lip above, and we pride ourselves in that. We wanted to switch it up because, you know, sometimes the news can be boring. But, you know, there was some little things that happened here and there this week. There was that. There was the Clarence Thomas thing. We mentioned the Jacob Rothschild tragic passing. And then Clarence Thomas supposedly hiring a racist. Who gives a shit if a black man wants to hire a racist person? Who the fuck cares? That and then there's just all kinds of weird stuff.
America hired a racist president, like legit.
Right. Yeah, one that's thrown around hard R's.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, man. I think that the Clarence Thomas thing, it's just like something to distract. I don't think that the dude is racist, and it's not that he's not racist because he's black, because black people can very much be racist. He's just like, it's just the wrong kind of racism for these people that are upset about this stuff. So interesting guy, interesting stories there, but we wanted to get away from that just for a week. We're going to have plenty of news, episodes coming up as we get closer to the election. It's going to get more and more wild. So stay tuned, back to the normal shit. Maybe even later this week, if you're free, we can do a normal episode. I got tons of like regular news stuff sent, from all kinds of people. So we'll always see. It's always kind of up to Ghost if we can do two of these a week or not. So we will follow up, but, yeah, you can find the Conspiracy Soap, which is a joint project between, Ghost and myself. We sell the Conspiracy Soap on dangerousworldpodcast.com. It's in my link tree on my Instagram. I'm sure it's in Ghost link tree as well. And, the new shirt is also on that same website. The Conspiracy Underground News Team shirt, official merch, and I came out with a few new designs as well. The Sports Are Rigged and the Chemtrails and the MK Ultra Pornhub themed shirts. So very, very fun stuff there. You can turn heads and start a conversation. Maybe you'll meet your best friend. Maybe you'll meet your wife or your husband wearing one of these shirts, you know. So check it out. Support my show, support Ghost Show, and support Cunt.
Yes. And also, don't ever forget about your pets, because Ryan has dogs. He has more dogs than I have dogs. And like Ryan's got a full pack over there. I mean, he's going out hunting fucking cougars, lizards, javelinas. He's doing it all. He's like, yeah, I go for a walk, I'm strapped, but I got four fucking dogs with me that are going to fucking fuck shit up. But if they try and fuck shit up, sometimes they get sore. So that's where you go to purepetwellness.com. That's purepetwellness.com. And enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. That's purepetwellness.com, DWP or Ghost at checkout. And you get 20% off your entire order. Your entire order. Okay? And you can use that promo code, whether it's DWP, whether it's Ghost, as many times as you want. It never expires. Okay? Great, yep. Great product. I use it on myself sometimes when I'm achy. I'm getting up in age. I'm almost 69 years old. you know, life's hard over
here. You are a furry.
I am a furry.
Part of the furry community, so you use that. But I actually have used this stuff on myself, too, when I was running a lot more, like just a couple, like, months ago. I was using that on my knees, man. Another fun thing, since you brought that up, you kickstarted this idea in my mind. Finish your plug for those guys, because those guys are great over there at Pure Pet Wellness. Anything else that you had to say about them?
PurePetWellness.com, DWP, Ghost, at checkout, 20% off your entire order. When my tail grew in, I used this product, okay? I was growing a tail. It hurt like hell, all right? Right now, you might hear some clicking in the background. It's one of my buds. It's Bane.
That's a dog that's strung out on CBD.
Yeah. No, they're good. They relieve anxiety, pain, all sorts of stuff. Car sickness. Go to purepetwellness.com and enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. I'm getting licked to death right now.
20% savings there. Yes. Hey, you know, with CBD, you know, you kickstarted this thought in my head, because I used to have really sore knees when I would run, sore knees and sore calves, right? A lot of older white guys especially get sore knees.
Mm-hmm.
I learned from Ryan Alexander, again, very smart when it comes to like alternative health and all this stuff. Do you know what gelatin's made out of?
Gelatin is made out of cartilage, isn't it?
Cartilage and joints and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you just drink like a couple tablespoons of gelatin every day, it heals your joints and it helps them stay strong. More so than like milk and shit, like they tell you, right?
It makes sense.
It's basically like grinded up bones and cartilage. Yeah, it's like the idea of like feeds like. Right. Mm-hmm. If you eat eyeballs, it's good for your eyes. If you eat liver, it's good for your liver, all this shit. So, yeah, man, I actually started it yesterday. I'm trying to eat a little bit of gelatin every day. Just I throw some in my water and just chug it. I don't make like actual jello with it. But yeah, dude, it's pretty interesting to think about. And I looked it up and everything just to confirm it. And it's all true.
Yeah. And it's kind of like that one song that I remember from back in the day, life feeds on life, feeds on life, feeds on, this is everything. If you know the reference, you'll know the reference. But eat some gelatin. I was always told popcorn seeds. If you eat the popcorn seeds, the oil in there lubricates your joints. That's probably an old wives' tale. Not sure, but do the gelatin thing. Go get yourself some soap and get our new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed Conspiracy Underground News Team cunt shirt. I know I will be getting one. And on that note, thank you for tuning in. This has been a great punt episode for paranormal and kind of scary topics. But just remember, we will always see you next Tuesday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.